We do have breaking news this morning on WTOP. A large number of Russian strategic bombers were destroyed after a massive coordinated Ukrainian airstrike overnight. Videos online show planes on fire at several Russian air bases. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green is joining us live with details. Now, J.J., can you break down what exactly happened?
Yeah, that's right, Luke. Overnight, there was a massive attack by Ukraine's Air Force on Russia's Air Force. And based on what we know, there were four Russian military airfields, Diaghilevo, Ivanovo, Olena, Belaya. They're all struck by long-range Ukrainian drones reportedly launched by Ukraine's security service. And the interesting thing about this is that these bases were in total thousands of miles apart, which suggests it was coordinated. Ukrainian officials claim more than 40 aircraft were destroyed, including Tu-95 and Tu-220, 22 strategic bombers. One of their A-50 airborne early warning control aircraft, one of Russia's most advanced surveillance aircraft assets, was destroyed as well. And this apparently took place overnight. There was video that's been circulating on the internet showing these planes all on fire. It's one of the most audacious, and largest strikes of this type since the war started in Ukraine, a significant blow to Russia.
And, you know, peace talks are happening. There's supposed to be delegations meeting tomorrow. How is this going to be impacting the overall war?
Well, no doubt, Luke, this is going to impact, I guess, the color and the impact of any kind of discussions that are going to take place. They're supposed to take place in Turkey. And I'm certain that this is going to impact what the Russian side thinks and wants to do. And of course, it's going to be a scenario whereby they're going to claim, most likely, Ukraine doesn't want peace. But no doubt about it, what this does is weakens Russia's military in major ways, and it shows significant vulnerability for Russia, not just inside Russia proper and, you know, at the, shall we say, the capital and the center of power, but all across Russia. Luke?
There were also other attacks across Russia last night. We learned about a train derailment. Was that Ukraine's work as well?
Interesting, Luke. Ukraine is saying there were two of them, actually. There was a passenger train that essentially crashed after a bridge was destroyed or blown up. And both of these took place in the Kursk region, but there was also a freight train that crashed as a bridge collapsed. That bridge was blown up. What we're hearing from Ukraine today is that this was a false flag operation in both of those scenarios, meaning they believe Russia did this to try to blame Ukraine, and most likely about those peace talks you were speaking about a few minutes ago, most likely to try to damage Ukraine's credibility and certainly to try to suggest that Ukraine was not interested in peace talks. But they're saying these train derailments, Ukraine was the work of Russian agents, a sabotage attempt to try to blame on Ukraine.